Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he's surprised by how many good big bands come from Scandinavia these days, like Denmark's Afropop-flavored New Jungle Orchestra and Norway's freewheeling Circulazione Totale Orchestra. Kevin has a review of a new album by Finnish bandleader and drummer Edvard Vesala. Listening to all this music has Kevin thinking about environmental determinism in jazz.
One way or another, music has a way of reflecting the physical environment of its birthplace. Rhythmically complex musics tend to come from the tropics, where the air is loud with the babble of chattering birds and insects. In early jazz, music that came from places on the western plains, like Kansas City, was more rhythmically open than the relatively cramped, congested stuff coming out of New York. More recently, the ECM record label has popularized a brand of Scandinavian jazz that can be reserved to the point of iciness. As the cliche goes, it's like a bleak cry echoing down the fjords. That's music by the Finnish drummer and composer Edvard Vesala from his new album called Ode to the Death of Jazz. That horrid title refers to his low opinion of other people's music. It doesn't refer to his own stuff, which is still kicking. There's more to it than frozen saxophones. Vesala calls his orchestra Sound and Fury, and sometimes they come on like Vikings on the attack. I like this band's barbaric mode a lot. It's got almost punky energy. The key is Vesala's seemingly crude but effective drumming. He de-emphasizes his ride cymbals to get a dry, thumping sound. He's sort of a modern Gene Krupa. As a bandleader, Edvard Vesala is Finland's answer to American eccentric Sun Ra. Like Ra, he's sort of a crackpot outsider, working in seclusion, rehearsing his musicians in marathon sessions, and monopolizing their time. And like Ra, even when he plays something in a familiar vein, it comes out a little twisted. On Vesala's new album, he acknowledges a form of music that swept Europe early in the century and is still popular in Finland, the tango. That tango is Vesala's warmest piece. That makes sense, since the tango comes from the warmer environment of Argentina and Uruguay. You can understand why it has pleasant associations for Finns, whose country straddles the Arctic Circle. Come to think of it, environmental factors may explain why so many good big bands come from Scandinavia. In a frigid climate, musicians will huddle together to generate heat.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Edvard Vesala's new album, Ode to the Death of Jazz, on ECM.